Like Father, Like Son. Our volunteer, John Parsons, shares the story of two generations of World War heroes in one family, member Ken Hobbs and his father, William. William Hobbs was a natural mechanic, skilled and professional, and these qualities were inherited by his son, Ken. Ken recently told me, "I've always loved driving, working with and repairing vehicles. I almost feel as if I was born in a motor and my dad was the same." However, there were some things William never talked about to Ken, and chief among these were his experiences in the Great War. This, he judged, was not a fit subject for conversation. Ken did learn a few details, though. He knew, for example, that his dad was honoured by the French with the Croix de Guerre for his service. This was one of the highest awards for gallantry given by France from 1915 onwards, reserved only for those who distinguished themselves by acts of heroism involving combat with the enemy. Although the exact circumstances of William's bravery are unknown, a handwritten citation dated the 26th of June 1918 shares some clues. It refers to Section Sanitaire Anglaise, number 16, which states that William was an ambulance driver and describes how he removed wounded men from the battlefield with a remarkable disregard for danger, going day and night up to the most advanced posts, not troubling about the bombardment or state of the roads. Ken doesn't know much more than this, apart from a few snippets, one of which concerned a lucky escape. William revealed that on one occasion, an ambulance he had been driving just moments before was blown up. Remarkably, Ken had almost the exact same experience himself in the Second World War. One day, he had been out making deliveries when an attack took place. He said, "I was able to get out of my lorry just before it was blown up." Fortunately, the 99-year-old is still going strong. He shared that when he volunteered for the Royal Army Service Corps in January 1942, he had actually been hoping to join his cousin in the Navy. His plans changed when he was told that no ships were available and the army needed good drivers straight away. The decision was made. After basic training in Huthwaite, Northamptonshire, which involved a lot of foot slogging, Ken was soon driving all over England. For over 2 years, he delivered, fetched and carried essential cargoes for the war effort right up until June 5th, 1944. The following day, on the 6th, he took part in the D-Day invasion. At 7:30 in the morning on that fateful day, he drove his vehicle onto Sword Beach and remembers it was very noisy. He says he met a Frenchman at the top of the beach who said, "Hello, Tommy, I knew you'd come back one day." Ken drove back and forth, close to the front line, moving ammunition, fuel and materials for roads and bridges as they were needed. He drove through France, on to Holland and finally to victory in Germany. Just after the war ended and while he was still serving, a terrible accidental fire took his left eye. This didn't stop Ken from driving, though. After leaving the army in 1947, he went on to get a job as a bus driver. Incredibly, in 2016, some 72 years after D-Day, Ken was surprised to find himself recognised by the French government. He was awarded the Chevalier de l'Ordre National de la Légion d'Honneur, France's highest order of merit, first established by Napoleon Bonaparte in 1802. He told me the presentation was a great honour and I was very surprised to receive the medal. My three sons came along and it was a very special day. Ken found the recognition even more special because he was following in his father's footsteps. It must be a rare thing for the French government to recognize a father and son who both served in a world war as an essential driver and survived a similar attack. William and Ken, father and son, heroes to the French, heroes to us all.